From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians who've been killed or wounded in the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
Russian Air Force's bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying there is no time frame for the operation. Kremlin has officially declared as the main objectives of its air campaign in Syria to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama says Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation. Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union Environment Ministers in Brussels unanimously approving the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries have collectively produced 55% of global emissions must sign onto it. This is VOA News.